from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up. Machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up.
Saturday morning, nine floors up in the Kia Studios. It's Weekend ZO Sports Radio, 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Greg, and Greg's away. I am thrilled. I do mean thrilled. They have on this side of the glass with me, Noel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hell, we used to getting that good morning. We used to getting the view from the other side over there somewhere. But you see, I'm glad that you were here. And who is on the other side of the glass? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Look, we got
a main man, Garrett Chapman, in the building.
We got Garrett over here.
What's up, folks? How you doing, party people?
Man, what's going on?
Hey, man, just trying to be like you.
And this is it. I got this crew, man. I tell you, we may have to have a 2-drink minimum this morning.
We having some martinis? What are we doing? What are you thinking? A little espresso martini, wake you up in the morning?
A pina coladas.
Getting ready to have a good time.
We got a lot of dollars. I don't know. We get to have dollars for this. How are you doing? Hey, you, first of all, both of you. How's your week been? This has been an interesting sports week, right up to like the Falcons playing last night, basketball at the Olympics. We got folks with 102 fevers trying to run over that. What has this week been like for both of you? I'm going to bounce this off both of you before we get started here.
Man, my sleep is all messed up. This week has been so exciting. Every time I cut on the TV, there's something going on. Every time I open up my phone, there's some type of exciting discourse to go back and forth about. It has been a wild, wild sports week. A wild week for entertainment.
Yeah. Yep. It has been that. It has been that. Gary, what about you? What'd you be
checking
out?
I got Snoop Dogg on the television. I got the Braves disappointing me, man. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, you know, outside of the Braves. I mean, that part hasn't really been that super awesome. But, you know, at the end of the day, look, I mean, there's always something going on. The Atlanta Falcons are back.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we got football on the screen. I mean, we got to see Michael Penix full quarter and, like, kind of in a half.
Mm-hmm.
He looked okay.
Yeah.
He looked okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in general, I mean, the Falcons, they look fine.
Yeah.
It's hard to really take too much, but, you know, they look good.
And we'll get into it in the next segment. We're going to do a deeper dive into the Falcons. My thing was, you know, we had some injuries this week. And you got to go out and get ready to play the game. You got to do it. You know, you have to do it. We can't put people in bubble wrap, you know, and send them out there. You got to go out and get those reps in. And people are fighting for position with the depth chart, and everybody wants to see. We want to see, but the coaches have to see.
Yeah.
You know, because, yes, they do. The practices up at Flowery Branch, that's one thing. you know, the joints, your joint scrimmages and joint workouts is something else. They basically, that has basically replaced the old fourth preseason game. Now we only play three of them. It's a chance to see you get out there and, you know, match yourself up against some competition, some people you haven't seen. We had Drake London out there about to get into it with somebody this week, you know. So, I mean, that's fine. That's training camp.
Yeah, that's the fun part about camp for me. I love the joint practices. You're usually going to get some tweet or notification about some type of fisticuff at somebody's joint practice. So, luckily, we didn't have anything too much going on. I think more of that was going up there in the Northeast. But it was good to see. Last night, you definitely want to see what all the people that you don't have penciled in as playing on week one, you want to see what they can do. You want to see if these receivers can catch. You want to see if the line blockers can, you know, tackle. You want to see what the new kickoff looks like. What do we think about the new dynamic kickoff?
Yeah, wow. I don't know, Gary. The look on Gary's face. Like,
dynamic.
Yeah, was it?
Dynamic is one adjective.
You could have had a drinking game with the word dynamic last night with the dynamic kickoff.
But that's gonna take some getting used to.
It will.
Yeah, yeah.
But feel like a rugby scrimmage.
Yeah,
a little bit. You know, it's just not what we're used to. But you know, it's supposed to add, you know, more excitement to the game, make it more dynamic. So we will see what it's like as we go forth. But y'all know I'm a big proponent of special teams. Yep. When you do it right, it is a huge weapon. So let's figure this out before the other 31.
It's a work in progress. In the special
for the
team.
League.
Right, it really is. The whole league is a homework assignment. And let's see how they progress. We mentioned the Braves. Braves lose to Colorado. We're losing to Colorado, man. Is it 6-5 final score? Braves lose to them. And, I mean... And, you know, we figured, okay, we're going to get out of town. We had a rough time with Milwaukee. Milwaukee has just really, really, really scratched the guys up. And then we're going to go out and play. And 6-5, they lose the first game, you know, out in Colorado. You know, we still got time left in the season. And I still don't want to say, you know, throw in a towel on this team. I'm not going to say that because there's too much talent. There's too much that's been invested on this team. This is not your lineup that you want to put in there. You got too many people that are out that you really, really need right now. And hopefully in the coming weeks, some people will return. You know, that gives Brian Snitker a chance to put the type of lineup out there that they need to really, you know, compete. And right now, secure that spot in the wild card because, you know, I'm not worried about division right now. I just want to get in, you know.
Right. And never say die, right? So they're
No.
out of it. I'm not, you know, hanging a towel on it. But every week, every Saturday that we come in here, the conversation goes up and down. One Saturday is, oh, man, they lost 4 or 5, and they're losing to this team. And they catch up, and they're X amount of games back. And then we come back the next Saturday, and it's, oh, you know, the Phillies are losing, and we're winning games, and we're on a win streak. And it's just this up and down roller coaster we're on right now. And right now we're in a valley, and we'll probably hit a few more peaks before it's all over in October. But can we play in October? Can we get some extended baseball in Atlanta? Can we get some rowdiness at Truist Park in October? That's the goal. And right now it's hard to say. It's hard to pencil them in, right? We're still waiting to find that juice, that thing that's going to carry us over the finish line.
8.5 games back, eight games back of the Mets. So we're not now. We're back looking up at them dudes, you know. So we're going to try to do something
behind
about
the Mets is a nasty, nasty feeling.
Yeah. You know, it's just not what you want, not the place where you want to be. They're going to play Colorado again today, and we got Freed pitching today. Let's hope we get a better effort, a better result for him in the game today. We need that badly. We need the pitching staff to get some things, you know, turned around. The bullpen has always been so solid, you know, throughout this season, and that's been something you can kind of hang your hat on. But, man, you know, you got to get some runs to go along with them and get a good start. So, you know, you want hope you get that. You know, Freed is going to start for him today, and you want to get this call up. The Rockies have a call up. Dakota Hudson, Dakota Hudson from AAA. His record 2-12.
Okay, so that should bode well, right? That should, you know, give you a little juice. Feel like you can get things back on track today. Who knows? Who knows?
Two and 12.
But it does make me feel better knowing they called somebody up to kind of, you know, see what they got, see if they – if you can run them off the mound early, which is, you know, baseball, but if you can run them off the mound early, it'll bode well. So let's see what happens. Let's see if we can put it all together today. We can get some pitching and some good bullpen work and some hitting and get some runs.
Yep.
Don't make any errors, which is something I haven't said in years, but that's a thing this year too.
Yep. You know, it's fantastic. Folks, that is Noelle White. She is on the side of the glass with me today as Greg
is
out. Yep. She is here. It was fun. You know what? Let's have some fun. It's been an eventful week, and we're going to go around table, the three of us. Let's talk about what our story of the week is.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right, all right. A lot of different directions we can go with this. Who wants to go first?
I'll take it.
All right, Noel, here we go.
We're going to get more into breaking tomorrow at 7:40 because I want to see what happens in the men's. But so far, I was 2 out of 3 correct. I said that Japan, Korea, and China would place. And for the women, it was Japan, China, and Lithuania. Lithuania got silver with a do-rag on and an oversized tracksuit and all the floor work and spins that you want to see. It was entertaining for a lot of the right reasons and a lot of the wrong reasons. And a lot of the wrong reasons was our late 30s contestant from Australia.
Oh, my goodness.
Who looked like, if you ever watch Mad TV, there was a character named Stuart who would always say, "Look what I can do," and just kind of like flail around.
Yeah.
Like an 8-year-old. Well, that's kind of what you saw there, but on the floor. So it was like a lot of spinning around and like walking on the floor and some crawling and like a bad worm going on.
Yeah, it was a very bad worm.
It was, I respect the hustle. You got to Paris. You are an Olympian athlete.
Expense paid trip.
Listen, I respect the hustle. But maybe let's ask for some practice tape or an audition routine or something before we get all the way to LA next year.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That was very entertaining. The internet has had a ball with it. Yeah, basically.
This is the breakdancing gold medal match right here.
They gotta tweak this thing before LA.
Yeah, man. It's some things we gotta figure out.
Yeah.
And again, I wanna see what the men's look like, but I am already beating the table for a breakdancing camp in the Bronx because America, we have lost the sauce. We have lost the swag. It is not our art form, it is not our sport anymore, and we gotta fight back.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the Bronx, you know, get your kids out, find your uncle, your great uncle. Get the cardboard out, get the knee pads on, and we need to get back to breaking like we used to.
There we go.
Put the chic on, use that one little 8 count. Let's go. We got some things to do because Lithuania, y'all. And,
wow.
And she looked really, Nika looked really good. And so breaking is my story of the week. I will have more tomorrow, but Australia entertained me for all the wrong reasons.
Gary, what you got? What's your story?
How about Team USA basketball? Do you guys watch that game?
Yeah.
One of the craziest basketball games I have seen in a long time.
Yeah,
very,
man.
Very long time. Of course, LeBron James and Steph Curry put the team on their back. Joel Embiid had a pretty good finish, but he got a lot of love. He got a lot of love, and I just can't seem to give Joel Embiid that love for whatever reason. I think it's maybe because he's 7 feet tall and he falls like a sack of potatoes, but outside of that, I mean, look, he's on our team, so I'll cheer for him.
What about Bogey? What about Bogey?
Bogey, hey, flowers to Bogey.
Yeah.
And the guys are on right now. They're playing in the bronze medal match, Serbia is. And you got to give the flowers to Serbia just for the way that they fought in that game. But look, it's still our sport, man. This is our game. We do it better than anybody else. And the women, they just beat Australia 85-64, and then the gold medal match against France 3:30 today. That should be a lot of fun. And I've heard there's a little bit of home cooking going on for France in these matchups.
I
haven't
like,
been watching, so I don't know if that's necessarily true. But
okay, so
that's what people are saying. People are talking.
because Bogey did say something, you know, about the refs and they wasn't trying to, you know, hear the Serbian side and all of that. And I felt from the beginning of this Olympic competition that the refs have been leaning internationally away from the U.S. So I feel like we're going to see more of that in this gold medal game. But, you know, it's par for the course. It's just like in the NBA. You have some of that sometimes. It's par for the course. You know, they don't want to see big old USA, you know, just bow through everybody like LeBron with the forearm and get the gold medal. But that's clearly what it's about to be.
Well, let me tell you what. LeBron James is 39 years old, and he can still go to the rim better than just about anybody in the NBA.
Man, listen,
yeah.
He's still – that when he gets a full head of steam, he's 39 years old. He doesn't move quite like he used to. But let me tell you what. That young man can move.
Yeah, yeah.
That man can move.
Yeah, when he gets in power forward mode, just
no,
get
it's
out
over.
Of the way.
It's over.
Just get out of the way.
It's over.
That's it.
It was
it.
So like how weird was it for you guys? And I'm sure we'll get more back into it in 640. But how weird was it for you guys to be on like LeBron James side and not Bogey side in this this duel of competition?
Yeah.
It was so weird for me.
Yeah, because LeBron never loses here.
But it was a good fight,
though. Whenever he comes to Atlanta, he never loses.
You could tell he was in his feelings, too, after that game. You just see it. It was written all over his face. I mean, it means it's something different.
Yep.
You know, when you play for your country and you don't put on those colors, it means something more.
And you also know this is your last shot. This is your last time. So,
speaking of last shot, that's what Steph Curry and LeBron James, that's why they're going so hard. I mean, you know that this is their last chance at a championship or a medal of any kind. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, this is their shot. This is it.
Yep, absolutely. You can see that. I ain't get to tell you what my story was. We'll get to that later. We are just getting started on this Saturday morning. It is Sam. It is Noel. It is Garrett. And like I said, we may even have a two-drink minimum.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Before we're done, talking Falcons straight ahead. Sports Radio 99 The Game at 99TheGame.com. Radio, 929 The Game. 929TheGame.com. It's Saturday morning, and if you're not awake yet, we're going to give you some help with that. It's Sam with Noel and Garrett. Really blew the dust off this one.
It's a good Saturday morning.
You ready? Morning in Atlanta, y'all. The night after the Falcons have their preseason debut down in Miami against the Dolphins. The score wasn't what we wanted, but do you pay attention to the score from a preseason game?
Not usually.
No. 20-13, your final, Dolphins over Falcons. You heard it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and heard the game, and there's some people that got to play that you wanted to see play, and then there was some folks that, you know, just had to play. You know, your first preseason game, there are people that have to play this game. You know, we got a long list before kickoff of who we were not going to see.
Oh, yeah.
In the game. A very extended,
healthy list of people
extended
we wasn't going
to
see.
Do not expect to see these folk in the game tonight.
I call it the T-shirt game.
Well, you know what? No, we got to see quarterback. We got yeah. You know, everybody wanted to see Michael Penix Jr. We got to look at him. What you think?
I saw what I expected to see, to be honest. I saw, you know, maybe one or two overthrows, not really. Saw some passes put in the right spot. It was maybe dropped. I saw some nice read progressions. He went through his progressions very well. Checked down the ball pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Hand the ball off pretty well. I mean, I didn't see a lot of complaints.
9 of 16, 104 yards in the game. No interceptions, no touchdowns, and you come out unscathed. And so that's what you want to see. You know, to me, He was getting it out quick, and that's the most important thing. He's playing behind the number twos. The number one line wasn't there, and, you know, hey. I'm the coach. I'm saying, get it out of your hands quick.
And
so
did.
That's the thing
he
I was saying.
He reads quick. He got the ball out quick. It was refreshing to see.
Got the ball out quick. I thought that was good to see. The running game, you know. Yeah. Well, I mean,
again, not your number one line.
Maybe
not your best run blocking.
Not your number one line. I saw some receivers that caught my attention last night. There were some guys that caught some passes. We got Casey Washington at 3 receptions, Chris Blair. And I tell you, a guy that really had a couple of good catches, I thought, was John Fitzpatrick. Going into his third season out of UGA, tight end. And, you know, did some thing and had some good stuff as far as some blocking assignments last night. So you watch for guys like that.
That's what I was watching for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Need that tight end that can block, but kind of, you know, maybe go outside a little bit and catch a little pass and get a couple yards. You know, make this offense as unpredictable as possible.
Yeah, and you're doing it in an environment where you're just going out and competing. You know, coaches aren't going to call it, aren't going to dial anything up. It's pretty vanilla. You know, you just want to go out and see how people execute, how they retain and how they recall some things in different situations. I mean, that's the thing you want to see, the things that you've gone over, not only on the practice field, but in the film room and in the meeting rooms. This is where it rolls out.
Right, yeah. I'll tell you one thing. I thought Coach did a good job of using preseason to test some things out because he challenged, I think it was a fumble return or a overturn on downs, but he challenged the spot of the ball. Not necessarily the call on the field, but the spot of the ball, and they actually overturned the ball back to the Falcons. So I thought that was an interesting time to try it out. Why not? Let's throw the flag now and see if what I'm thinking is going to work in game during the season works now. Why not? There's nothing to lose.
Yeah.
It's a preseason game.
Absolutely.
So I thought that was great coach practice in a sense because they're practicing too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Game management, situations. So I thought that was also a good time in situational management. Like, hey, let's see if what I'm thinking here is actually reasonable, if it's plausible.
One of the things we definitely want to see on the defensive side is more pass rush. And we got to see some of that early on, got to see some guys that were getting in and putting some pressure on Miami's quarterback. You want to see that because that's going to set the table for some possible things in the secondary, some interceptions or making forcing them into making some mistakes. So I thought that was kind of good to see us with Kentavious Street was very active last night. Arnold Ebikidi, we've been wanting to see this guy just dial it up a notch and just turn it loose on the defensive side. So some things there you want to see because you do want to see more pass rush. You know, those guys, you want to see them come along with theirs. Maybe in the next game we get to see more of the players that we expect to see, possibly. Maybe we won't see them to the third game. the third preseason game. We don't know.
But probably the third game.
You think so?
Yeah, because you probably want to work out some more of these fringe players and figure out who you want to keep and who you don't by the time the cut line comes. So it's probably the third game. We'll probably start seeing some more familiar faces. We had a pick last night. And then that same player also almost had another pick that was that Kelvin King?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was a good look because you're looking for those type of players to come in and play a role to relieve some of your top tier players. So I thought that was a good look.
Yep. Unfortunately, the rough side of preseason playing the games is the possibility for injuries. Had a couple of guys go out of games last night. Braylon Trice, linebacker, you know, goes out with an injury. You hate to see that. You want to see him get out there and show what he can do. DeMarco Helms, we saw this guy do some nice things last season. We're looking to have a good second season from him. Lower leg injury for him in the game last night. So it's, you know, it's been a costly week in that regard.
Indeed. And hopefully the Falcons have got it all out their system now. We can just go through the season hunky-dory. Now, of course, that's in a perfect world, but to lose this many players early was a little disheartening. It kind of took me out of the game a little bit because these are players that we were definitely expecting to see this season. But we'll see what's going on with Braylon Trice and how soon he can make it back. And at least it happens early so we can figure out how we're going to plug those holes.
Absolutely. Gives the team time to work on it, some players, and also gives a chance to check that waiver wire. You don't know who's going to be coming out of some other environments that the coaching staff here may have worked with before, be familiar with. Want to bring them in and plug them into the mix here in Atlanta and see what happens. The thing they got to get ready for now is an unusual start time for a preseason game next Saturday. You know, that they're going to start at an early time. And I just found out the reason why this is happening because the Baltimore Orioles are in town.
Oh.
And so they kind of share parking, a lot of the parking there in downtown Baltimore between the two stadiums. That's what has...
Oh, so they got to clear out one event so they can get the other one in.
Get the other one in.
Okay.
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 They can't all be over there at the harbor hanging out at Phillips Seafood eating crab cakes. They got to be... Well, but by the way, though, if you're going to a game in downtown Baltimore, that's not a bad stop to make.
Right, that sounds like somewhere I need to be. Let me write that down on my Baltimore list.
That's the place.
Crab cakes.
The crab cakes at Phillips, that's right there in the harbor. It's very nice, and it's a short walk to the stadium for the game. There we go. That's coming up. That is coming up, by the way, next Saturday here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Pre-game will be at 10 a.m. with the kick at noon.
That's what I thought.
Falcons and Ravens. So that is why I think we got the Orioles and Red Sox in town. And they're going to play Friday night, and then they're going to play again Saturday night. And
in between that, you got the preseason game. Woo!
Yeah. I was like, why are we kicking off this early for a preseason game? Kicking off at 12?
Because I saw that on the schedule, and I was kind of confused myself.
Yeah.
And I was just filling in the hours. But I was like, once I looked at what it was, I was like, wait, Falcons versus, wait, what? What's happening?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it took me a second to recalibrate that one myself.
That is going to be so get ready. And this game is actually in the States. It's not over in London. But we will go to kick things off with your breakfast edition, next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and 12 noon. And also that comes in between games with the Corky Kale, Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic. And we're going to get into that at the top of the hour because the high school football season is upon us. But right now, it'd be good to see what happens next week with the Falcons and Ravens. You think we'll see Action Jackson next week? You think will you play him?
We going to see him a part of the T-shirt game.
So he would not be out there.
He'll be on the sideline with the rest of them. Nah, we're not going to see anybody of note. And it's for the reasons we were just talking about with our own injuries. We're not going to see anybody of note on any side until probably that third game. And even then, it's going to be some people that they might feel like need to get some physical work, maybe need to get hit once or twice before the season really starts. And then they'll bring them out, too, after the first. We've had one drive. All right, bring them out.
Bring them out.
Wow. Give them some Gatorade. Wow. Sit them down.
That's something. Wow.
That's the world we live
Done
in
for
now.
The night. Here's the baseball cap. Put that on.
That's the world we live
when
in
When they
now.
Reach for the baseball cap, you know, that's pretty much it for the evening. 23rd, that's the game, the 23rd, right? And Friday the 23rd. Yep. The Falcons and Jacksonville, and that's going to game. That game will be in town here for the final preseason game before things get started. So I mean, it'll be here before you know it. right now, everybody has something to do some evaluation on. You've seen, you know, players in action. The coaches have had a chance to watch them do the joint workouts this week and through a game. They have a lot now to go, the evaluation process. Start the process of, you know, setting the depth chart. Start the process of deciding, you know, who's going to serve this role, who's more versatile. You talked about special teams and how really crucial that part is to making this team. If you prove you can do in this new incarnation of special teams, that could be the difference in somebody making this team or not.
And that's always been a role of special teams, right? Like, fringe players has always had an opportunity to make a team and work on their main game as they play special teams. And to your point now, if you can pick up this new dynamic kickoff faster than the next person, you're that much more likely to stay on a team. So if you're a fringe player, that's probably your best bet, is to figure out this new dynamic kickoff.
That would increase the value. It really would. We're going to talk more about the game. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to check in with the man who has had an incredible week, talking about Dear Orlando Ledbetter from AJC, AJC.com. Man was at the Hall of Fame last week, you know, and got a birthday, and in between that, down in Miami for Falcons. He's been all over the place. He's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. You stay with us. But up next, we're going to take a look at these Olympic Games that are coming to a close this weekend, what we've seen, what we expect to see, and where we may see some people going forward afterwards. That and more when you stay with us. It is Sam, Noel, and Garrett on the other side of the glass on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Good morning!
Good morning!
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
All right, now. It's a Saturday morning. Sam along with Noel sitting in for Greg. We got Garrett over here. Man, Garrett, what are you doing over there?
Got the Beatles going on.
I enjoy the Beatles. You said Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I hit you with the dueling banjos last time.
Yeah, you did.
I like just coming in with music that'll, like, just kind of...
Yeah.
Mess with you a little bit.
Yeah.
We enjoy it. We're having fun. We're just having fun.
We have a sing-along here.
I got
this
more Who's Coming On that'll wake you up.
Do you?
Oh, I got a whole show planned there.
Oh, this is nice. This is a great start, though. Let's get into it, folks. As we over in, it's already, well, it's morning here, but it's already afternoon over in Paris, where the Olympics are in the next to final day. It has been a fun and thrilling, exhilarating 2.5 weeks of watching some of the greatest athletes in the world compete. The way it's been rolled out and presented to us, you know, it has been great. The characters that we had a chance to see, and I've been a fan of the Olympics. I'm an old coot. I'm a fan of the Olympics going back to '68, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world because you would come home from school and there's a track meet on it. People running track on TV, and when you got over school, I said, "This is great." I actually cried when the Olympics ended. Because this is so cool. Why can't we have this all the time? You know, right?
I get it.
And it was so great to see that in '68. It made me just a real fan of the Olympics and just having that competition every day, and getting a chance to watch it and just think, prime time wasn't the thing that it is now. Mm-hmm. In '68. You know, to have something happen at a different time of day, that was, and most things were in daytime that you saw, most sports.
Right.
We're in daytime, you know, but most games weren't televised. All games weren't televised, for people who can't believe it. You're talking baseball or NBA or, you know, all games weren't televised. So, you know, or there would be daytime games. There wasn't stuff at nighttime until the weekend. So it was really neat to see that. So here's so different, right? You're 6 hours away, and you're able to watch it live in real time. And you go back for the night session, though, because you say, okay, well, I saw that during the day. But NBC has been wise enough to add that extra element into the prime time that you don't get during the daytime on Peacock. And that reels you in again because you're going to see a different perspective, different backstory. And to me, that's made it so cool.
I mean, NBC has done such a great job with this Olympics, and they probably always do, right? But this is the first time the Olympics is really, really, maybe it's the break-in, I don't know. It's the first time Olympics has really, really, like, captured me wholeheartedly. Because to your point, something is going on all day long. There's never a dull moment. And if you just open yourself up to whatever new sport is on the television, like maybe you've never seen archery, right? But if you just let yourself fall into it and into the commentation, and you can find yourself really enjoying it. Now, not to make it about breaking, because we will get back to that.
Yeah.
But that comment, the commentating that went with it was so interesting, because it was.
You make you wonder how much ever they seen.
Well, yeah, like they have certain like lingo that you wouldn't. It's a sport, right? So there's certain lingo and terminology that they use that you may never heard before, and it can sound kind of silly and goofy, but if you really just lend yourself to it and watch it, you can find yourself enjoying it. Like, I watched pretty much all of the women qualifying round just because it went rapidly enough and it was enjoyable and entertaining enough to watch. Well, I know Sam enjoyed the tennis. Sam always enjoys tennis in any form. But tennis, if you don't regularly watch tennis, it was interesting to watch. Racing, if you don't keep up with track and field year-round, racing was impeccable. Like, the men's 400, whether it went the way we wanted it to or not, it was impeccable to see.
Yeah.
Like, Sha'Carri taking that last leg and doing her best Tariq Hill impression and throwing up the deuces on him before she gets her gold medal. That was impeccable to see.
Yeah.
And these moments don't linger. They're really quick, and then we're off to the next thing. Yep. That's the other great thing about the Olympics, too. You don't get a chance to really milk it and oversaturate. We are on to the next event. That was great. They got their medal, clap it up, and now we're at the equestrian part.
with the horse grip walking.
You know what I mean? Preview of 2028.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. That's going to be interesting out in L.A. when that happens. But that, like you said, you have people who all of a sudden become experts on stuff that they never really noticed before.
Right.
You know, you follow on social media, boy, that was great, so-and-so, and they've never watched it before. You never paid attention to the water polo. Of course, having Flavor Flav around, you know, was something else to make you tune in. But just the appreciation of the underwater shot of these folks who are treading water and just—that's Garrett. I don't know if you watch much of that, but man, that's a lot of endurance, a lot of strength.
I'm just about to say, it looks so exhausting when you see them like just pedaling and wading in the water, and also trying to get the ball in the net or compete against the other person or play. It looks exhausting. So for them to have the endurance to do it is incredible.
Yeah, my uncle actually was a water polo player.
Really?
I mean, back in when he was in the Air Force Academy. And, I mean, the sport itself, I mean, it's violent considering you're swimming around and doing everything. People are grabbing you and messing with you. And I could not. That's not something I would necessarily want to do. But you talk about the commentary. I mean, you got Snoop Dogg. He's doing everything. He's everywhere. And
give me that. No, I need that. No, over here. No, over there. What about over there? No, what about there? No, give me that. I need that. That too. No, sit down somewhere. Get out. Wait a minute. Hold it. Way up in the sky. Now down. Back up.
That's badminton. It's tremendous. It's awesome.
It really is. It's amazing.
And for people who haven't seen competitive badminton before, haven't tried to play it, this is not the stuff out in your backyard.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He doesn't make it sound like that either. Exactly.
It's happening
he makes
that
it
fast.
Sound that rapid.
If you go out and play this in a gym, and I remember way back in school many years ago at the alma mater, we actually did, you know, the stuff with the markings on the gym floor. It's a workout. It is a workout. It is not this fun thing you do, you know, when your family reunion or something. We may be having some of that this weekend. Shout out to all the families who are in town for their family reunion this weekend. Y'all might be playing some badminton out in the park. It's nothing like what these folk are doing at the Olympics. That's a whole different game.
Mm-mm. That is a professional sport right there at the Olympics. They are moving and grooving. And you're seeing a lot of, you know, maybe untraditional things seeing done at a level that maybe that was a sport that you was like, oh, that's not really a sport, or how hard could it be, right? And then you see it at the Olympics and you like, oh, this is definitely not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Like even like yesterday I caught myself watching field hockey.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I've seen field hockey on any level.
Yeah, because it's kind of not played in this part of the country. In this day, we don't, you know, it's kind of up the East Coast a little bit if you see it in the United States.
Yeah, unless you're going like certain high schools have like girl field hockey and certain things around here, but other than that, no, you're not going to typically see it. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, Look at that. It's field hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched that for about 20 minutes.
Tell you who we hadn't mentioned. We hadn't mentioned person who got their medal this week was Ryan Howard from Atlanta Dream.
Yes, sir. Man, let me tell you. If I send you a picture of Ryan Howard in her Olympic gear, that means I'm behind the eight ball, but I'm coming back. I'm going to come back strong, okay? Because that Olympic team, they had me worried. They was down 3-0. I was like, ooh, they might not make it.
Yeah, they got
these
up to a rough
other teams,
start.
They play like year-round, and y'all just got together like 10 days ago and tried to put this thing, make this thing work. But they dug in. Ryan, Haley Van Lif, Sierra Burdick.
D'Erica Hambry.
Our own D'Erica Hambry. They dug in, and they brought home the bronze. And Amaya looks so cute with the bronze on her.
Isn't she? She looks so cute
wearing the bronze.
She's just so proud of her mom. And it's great. That's an experience that child will never, ever forget.
Never, ever. And Atlanta's bringing home all types of golds, right? You got Gabby Thompson bringing home golds. Everybody bringing home golds.
Folks have really represented. Our folks have represented very, very well at these Olympic Games as they continue today. Let me ask y'all something, though. We just mentioned Snoop, and we heard from him. And we ain't gonna get into how much money he getting paid over there, because when we found out this week, the homeboy's getting
Olivia Benson money.
Yeah. But my thing is this: a lot of people have tuned in for that.
Yeah.
Tuned in to get his perspective through his eyes, something a lot of people never thought they would. And I'm amazed at the number of people who are just discovering him. You know, people tuned in. Who is this? You know, but I mean, either way, he's there. What's next? What's the next thing? And I got in mind something for him to do. NBC has him right now before some other network. I could see ESPN saying, "Well, this guy be a fit on game day? Would we put this guy on? Would he be a game day person?"
Especially if they're playing. If UCLA is on, yeah, I'd be calling Snoop up. I'd be looking at the schedule now, trying to figure out how many games I could book Snoop to be mic'd up and turn loose. I'm gonna give you another interesting one. What do you think about Snoop at the Masters?
Oh.
Snoop voice at a whisper?
Yeah.
And there he is on the eight putt.
Yeah.
He's going to bring out the driver, dog. He's going to bring out the driver. Oh, he hit the cut. That's the birdie. Oh, he done got the birdie. He done got the birdie, y'all. He has gotten the birdie on the Snoop D.O. Double Digital. And we'll be back on NBC.com. It could work.
I don't know, Gary. What do you think? Masters?
I don't know. Masters completely controls everything. So
True.
So they control every piece of that broadcast. It's also, I mean, it's just, I love the idea of putting him on golf. Maybe not the Masters.
Maybe
not the Masters.
You know what I'd do, though? Because right now, we're talking NBC. NBC hasn't went. NBC is also part of Golf Channel. Golf Channel, on the Sunday morning before the Masters starts, has this drive, pitch, and putt with the kids.
Tremendous point.
We found it.
In the par 3 tournament?
Yep.
Or something like the practice rounds? Because people are tuning in and watching that.
Yeah, but I think
to have him on
that Sunday morning broadcast, which is on the Golf Channel, with the kids, with young kids who are competing and whatnot, to me, that would be a cool
You got NBC
place.
On speed dial or something? Give him a call. That's a good call.
I like that. I think that would be cool to have him on with the kids and whatnot would be fantastic. You know, the other thing I think, though, we mentioned college football, and NBC has this deal with the Big Ten. And, of course, we have these schools from the West Coast that are joining the Big Ten that Snoop is very familiar with, UCLA and Southern Cal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be cool to have him for their pregame. I don't know if I want him in the booth during the play-by-play call, but have him, like, on the pregame – and then put a mic on him and just turn him loose. In the stands, at the tailgate, with the mascot. Southern Cal with, what's the horse's name? Traveler, right?
Okay.
Right? The horse that the Trojan man.
I didn't know
horse that the
name.
Trojan man rides around on, right?
I didn't know there was a name for that horse. I assume there was. I didn't know what it was. Traveler?
Traveler, yeah.
Traveler, okay. It's Traveler.
That's a good name for a horse.
Yeah,
it actually is.
You know.
But yeah, I could definitely see that. And then at that point, you know, you can have him, depending on how much he wants to work, you could have him year-round. You can throw him at the basketball games, football games.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Man, if you're paying me $500,000, I would be more than happy. I will go anywhere you want me to go. I'm reporting live from the South Pole. $500,000 Yes, please.
I mean, and we're talking about Snoop, so that's already kind of his mind frame anyway. The check clear. Where you want me to go, and what are we doing? So if you're talking about something that's easy as sports,
you get $500,000 to chill out in Paris and just have fun. And that's the thing.
To eat Skittles with Asia Wilson.
Exactly. Yep. At its core, it's entertainment. It's entertainment. And that's where we are in the Olympics. And that's why I think NBC has done a very good job.
Yeah. They really have.
It's beyond the sport. The sports are fun. But to get people to tune in at whatever, 7 o'clock in the morning, to get people to tune in at 3 o'clock in the middle of the workday, you got to have something that's entertaining and compelling and fun. And that's what it is. It's a release. It's a breakaway. It's why you cried when the Olympics ended back in 1968.
Yeah.
It's because it's a release. It's that cathartic moment where you go back to your childhood. And it's entertainment, it's fun, and you enjoy it. And Snoop's personified that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
He really has.
Absolutely. All right, I'm looking up here. We have a screen in here in the Kia Studios.
Breaking's on. It's time for the men's tournament.
Oh, my goodness.
Looks like what we got, France versus Japan. Here we go.
Noel, you've been waiting for this. This is a little wow.
Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
It actually lines up with what this guy's doing.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Perfectly, folks.
Oh.
We're headed for the second hour with some breaking. We're going to hear from Creekside head coach Maurice Dixon as well. He's part of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic. That and more when you stay with us here on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.